100 single-family homes are proposed for land on 2217 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, with 15% of the new developments designed to be affordable housing. Richard Gerlitz with Gerlitz Architectural Group said the project's major concepts are to create townhomes for single-family use, meet the goals of the future land use plan, provide missing middle housing, meet the town's affordable housing goals, and preserve accessible mature forest.
The development program in a little bit more detail is to put 103 townhomes in. 86 of them are 26 foot wide with two car garages. 17 of them are 22 feet wide with one car garage. They all have driveways that support additional cars so that if people are filling up their garages with things other than cars, there's space not on the street for them to park their car.
Recreational opportunities are also offered at the housing facilities, including pathways through the sites, exercise stations, connections to the trails, and community gathering spaces. If constructed, Tri Point Townhomes will not be far from another new development on Homestead Road. In 2021, Chapel Hill approved the 2200 Homestead project with the goal of increasing housing accessibility to residents. The project includes rental apartments, duplexes, and townhomes available at mixed-income prices. Gerlitz said that in the Tri Point townhomes, the affordable housing units will be dispersed evenly throughout the community. The developers in the meeting said they wanted to increase focus on Vision Zero to prioritize safety for pedestrians and cyclists. According to the town of Chapel Hill, Vision Zero is a global strategy designed to eliminate all traffic fatalities and severe injuries while increasing safe, healthy, equitable mobility for all. Community members had the opportunity on Wednesday night to share their thoughts about the proposal. That element of the project is something that Chapel Hill resident Diane Morgan said she appreciated.
So I noted, and you can actually see it in the design, that there is a narrow road connection at Kipling Lane that will allow safe access for walkers and cyclists between the two neighborhoods, will allow both neighborhoods access to the Carolina North Forest trails, and it will also allow unimpeded access for emergency vehicles, which is very important for our senior population in our neighborhood, as well as the population in the next door neighborhoods.
The developers also discussed the stormwater management system. The proposal says channels will run off through the storm drain piping in the roads to a stormwater management pond at the north end of the location. Inlets will be created along the Kipling Drive connection, and two wet retention ponds will collect the water draining from the site. Tim Somerville, the director for construction company Stewart, noted that the developer is proposing to capture all the water that runs off the new community's berm, which he said has two purposes.
We put that berm in the back, one for the privacy, but the real emphasis behind putting that berm was to capture stormwater runoff so it doesn't run onto your neighboring properties. So we are swaling that water. We do have some inlets within that swale to pick up that water and direct it to the stormwater pond that's shown on the south side. We'll put inlets along the Kipling Drive connection as far down as we can physically make it.
You can find plans for the Tri Point townhomes by visiting the Town of Chapel Hill's website. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.